97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
I started off by saying, just so you understand, you never vote. Christians do not vote well. They vote in very small percentages. Why? I don't know. Maybe they're disappointed in things that are happening. But for a long time, I say, you don't vote. I'm saying, go out. You must vote. November 5th is going to be the most important election in the history of our country.
Trump is not wrong. Remember that comment he made? Gosh, that would have been maybe a couple months ago.
Yeah.
He's absolutely right. And I don't know why, but that is infuriating to me, why Christians in particular are not motivated to go out and vote.
Yeah, that was in July. And he made the comment that if you'll just vote this time, you'll never have to vote again. And the left took it to mean he was going to end democracy. You'll never be able to vote again.
See, I mean, if Donald Trump wins, it is an end to democracy.
This shows you the mental capacity you're dealing with on the left. But anyway, to his point, traditionally, they don't go out and vote in the number. If they voted in even 60% numbers, it would be incredible for the Republican Party. I can tell you that.
Well, I have my thoughts on that. And that would be that a lot of people, they call themselves a Christian and they don't even follow, they don't even believe the Bible. I don't understand that. But you found something very interesting, Mark. It was a new Pew Research Center poll that found that white Protestants and Catholics support Trump, but voters in other religious groups prefer Harris. Listen to the breakdown of this. So it says 82% of white evangelical Protestants would vote Trump, according to this poll. 61% of white Catholics, Trump. 58% of white non-evangelical Protestants. Okay, here's who has Kamala Harris's support. This was stunning to me. 65% of Jewish voters. How can you be Jewish and want to support Kamala Harris? Help me understand that.
I cannot help you understand that. I have griped about it forever. Like, what in the hell are you thinking about? Like, Donald Trump said that one time in 2016. I wish I had the bite here. Like, what are you thinking about? How could you possibly support Donald Trump in those numbers in the Jewish community, given what the Biden folks, how could you support Biden in those numbers, given what the Biden administration has done to Israel?
I know. She'll sit there on the stage like she did when she debated Trump and say, no, I believe Israel has every right to defend itself. Yet she refused to meet with Netanyahu when he came to town. She has, I would imagine, been in support when Biden has withheld weapons from them. Give me a break. What is less surprising to me would be that, according to this poll, 86% of black Protestants support Kamala Harris, 85% of atheists, not surprising at all, 78% of agnostics, and 65% of Hispanic Catholics. That's the breakdown of it. And I think some of that is starting to change. I think the Democrats have really tried to sit there and say, like, speaking to the black community, that they're really going to help them. And I think the last 3.5 years have shown that they're really not. It's a lot of talk. And so I think the page is turning on that, I think, a little bit.
So a couple of reactions. First of all, the title of the article, correct me if I'm wrong, said that Trump is actually leading among Catholics this year, right?
He is leading among Catholics.
That's got to be a first. Because in the last couple of election cycles, I remember specifically having that conversation about the fact that Catholics who claim to be pro-life and who go into mass all the time and you pray for life and you pray for the unborn and you pray for, could turn around and vote in any percentage above a tiny percentage for the party that believes in abortion up to birth. How can you, in your mind, how can you be both things at once?
Right.
I don't get that.
The total breakdown, it said among Catholics, 52% said they're backing Trump in the race compared to 47% who favored Harris. You know, I think a number of pastors have failed, honestly. They have failed. They are cowards, and I will not hold back saying that. They are too scared, and I understand the whole 501c3 thing is a challenge. I get it, but this is too important. You have to speak up. I am tired of pastors being in a leadership role like that and not being willing to speak up about something as critical as being pro-life. I mean, they won't even talk about that, and that's why you have a ridiculous breakdown, like people who call themselves Christians, that almost 90% of them want to support Kamala Harris, who absolutely supports abortion full term, whether she'll admit it or not, which I clearly she won't because she was asked point blank at the debate and she skated right over that question. She supports that. I am very disappointed in a lot of these pastors.
What's the 90% figure you just quoted?
Well, I'm saying 90% when you look at the breakdown of the vote. So 86% of Black Protestants support Kamala Harris. 65% of Hispanic Catholics. So I'm looking at that 86% of Black Protestants. So you're going to call yourself Christian and, you know, I do not understand that. When they're looking at the specific issues that are the most important to a lot of these groups, they're saying 6 in 10 registered voters in every religious group say that the economy will be very important in their voting decision. They also say that health care is going to be important, as well as Supreme Court appointments and foreign policy. But if those are important to you, like, what is your foreign policy? What foreign policy do you support? Because, again, going back to the whole Jewish vote, if you support backing Israel, then why do you back Kamala Harris?
Well, I guess the question gets down to what factor determines your moral compass, right? What is it? Are you just born with a moral compass, or do you have to be taught morals and what's important in life? And if you are a Christian, I'm going to speculate your faith determines your morals to a large extent, I would hope.
That is 100% my morals.
Am I not?
Jesus.
Am I not right about that?
You're 100% right. My morals do not change.
So then I often wonder, and maybe there's an atheist listening this morning, what factors determine your moral compass? If it's not religion, if it's not a good versus evil, if it's not motivated by that, what is it? And if you are a Christian in one of these groups that she just described, among the Black community, among the Hispanic community, Protestant community, that overwhelmingly expresses support for a candidate that wants abortion on demand up until birth. She can deny it till she's blue in the face. Doesn't change the facts that that's what they support. Doesn't change the facts that that's what Amendment 3 would do in Missouri. If you're one of those people who goes to church and supposedly your moral compass is based on your belief in the Bible and what's preached, just realize for a moment you're siding with the atheists here. The atheists and you are in the same boat. That should be discomforting to you.
By the way, according to this poll, abortion is the biggest issue for the atheist. 77% say abortion will be very important in deciding who to vote for, which is also interesting because the survey finds that abortion is a key issue for more Democrats than Republican voters. Okay, I understand not all conservatives are Christian, okay? And we talked about that on the show, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
And I get that, but I just still, that is mind blowing to me that's a thing. The other thing I wanted to point it out was that it was talking about the amount of times you go to church determines the likelihood that you're going to support Trump. So it says among white evangelicals, support for Trump is higher among those who attend church regularly. That is at least once or twice a month compared to those, of course, who do not.
But it's, again,
and maybe
it's the way the question is posed. Is it the fact that you support Trump, or you're more likely to support the principles of smaller government and less taxes and restrictions on abortion, at least some sort of common sense restrictions on abortion, or is it because you support Trump? Because the minute you set up that contrast, people say, well, you know, he's a philanderer. He cheated on his wife. He did this. He did that. How can you as a Christian support that individual? We have stark choices in this election between a socialist or somebody who believes in America. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. It's not an issue of bowing at the feet of one figure. They throw Trump around like that. I just wonder if they had asked that question differently, what the response would have
been. Yeah, I think that's a good point. I don't look to any presidential candidate. I don't care what their background is. I don't look to those candidates or any government leader as my moral compass. I have one moral compass, and that's never going to change. And that's the difference with a lot of these people on the left. It's a moving target, and it's like wherever the wind blows, that's where it goes. Uh-huh. Can I encourage anyone listening right now, go to the listener line on the Odyssey app. I would be very curious to get your reaction to this. Maybe you're in the group that you have friends who support Kamala Harris and they go to church every single Sunday. Maybe their pastor's even the one who seems to say things in support of that decision. So please, I would be very curious to get your comments this morning.
Yeah, we'll check those here in just a couple of minutes. You can leave a comment up to a minute long. So be pithy, and we'll play those on the air for you coming up.
Be pithy.